What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Man, crazy weekend. If you can't tell from my voice, I'm still like recovering from the weekend. But thank you for joining us for another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy Jedi Flan. And once again, joining me via the interwebs is my brother Rich Nerd.
Yo.
And we are the White Pants Society. This is episode, I think, 113. Is there something like, is all 13 things unlucky or something? Or like at 113, should it?
113 should be good. It's good for us.
Oh, man, y'all got to bear with me. I'm going to try to, you know, have some liquids or something nearby because I'm still crazy horse from being out at Encore ATX's, what is it, what did they call a Saturday event? It's just Encore Saturdays.
Encore Saturdays, yeah.
Yeah, Encore Saturdays at Hanover's 2.0. It's a great time. We got to check out an artist, Javay. It was her album release party. So we got treated to some dope live music. And if anything ever makes me like appreciate an album, like I got a chance to listen to the album before we were there, and I thought it was good music, but then like hearing it get performed live just always makes it that much better for me. So, yeah, if you get a chance, check out Javay, J-A-V-A-E. I listened to the album on Tidal. I'm pretty sure it's, you know, it's everywhere else, Spotify, Apple Music. I ain't checked, so I might be talking on my ass. But if you got Tidal, I know you can get to it. But her album, The Breakup Chronicles, pretty dope. And we got a chance to hear it live, which was crazy. Hopefully we'll be able to put up some of that footage at some point in the future. And then just because, you know, fuck rest, you know, Sunday was Father's Day and I had a guest spot for Rich and I lined up with another podcast called the Dead Frogs Podcast. And we had a very, very dope conversation with them about black comedians. I think I've posted it on our Twitter and on Facebook. If you get a chance, check out that episode because that was a really fun conversation. I think it really...
very dope.
I think it really epitomized what we've been trying to do here with the cultural exchange and being able to, you know, talk about some of these issues without being disrespectful. So yeah, shout out to the, you know, Dead Frogs podcast and just asking us to participate and make it for a great conversation. So if you do get a chance, that's a good listen. Check out the Dead Frogs podcast. I think this was episode 7 for them. Are black comics or black comedians funny? Don't be offended by the title. Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm, like, super hoarse. We were out at Hanover's till whenever. I don't know. And it was just a good time, though. But, yeah, talking over music for, like, several hours.
Oh, yeah, all of that constant yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it was dope. I liked it.
Good wings. You know, the people were definitely out. It was a party. It was a fun time. Oh, man. So I think music has been like the theme of this weekend. Before I get to that, let's do, I guess, some Father's Day stuff. I normally, for the last couple of years, have been like pretty hateful and spiteful toward Father's Day. I call it a bullshit holiday, you know. It's the redheaded stepchild of holidays. Nobody really cares. I was listening to a comedian do a bit about it earlier today. And I think he was saying that, you know, Mother's Day is the number two most celebrated holiday in the world.
Damn.
With Christmas being number one. Can you guess where Father's Day fits on the list?
32.
I mean, that's 20, actually. So, okay. I mean, you know, you thought worse of Father's Day than the rest of it. But, you know, when the dude said 20, his immediate reaction was like, I can't even really think of 18 other holidays. Like, Jesus Christ, like, how many holidays are people throwing in between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And it was crazy. I think Columbus Day was like 16. Like Halloween was like 13 or something like that. Like, these are holidays that people celebrate more than Father's Day. So it is a bullshit holiday. But I say this year, what I appreciate, and I try my best not to participate in this, was I didn't see a whole lot of deadbeat dad man bashing, sending messages to women saying happy Father's Day. I did not see a lot. I saw a lot of people saying, you know, let dudes have their day. If you're a dad, you know, enjoy your day. We're not even going to talk about the ones that's not doing right. We're going to talk about purely the ones that are doing, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And it felt like it felt like across the board, people decided to, you know, to let dads have their day. And I feel like it was a good day.
Yeah, I definitely saw that same thing. I appreciated that message. I did see one or two I'm a dad twos, and I'm doing the job of both of us, which not really. It's not that you're, you know, being a dad. You're just being a better mom.
Yeah, you're being
but,
a great
I
mom.
Mean, I digress because, you know, I'm sure that little tidbit right there is going to cause a fight some way, somehow. I will still reiterate, direct all your hate mail to Flan at what is TWS.com.
Hey, I can take it.
But,
pause.
Yep. Outside of that, I did like the messaging, just, you know, as you said, like, let them have their day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the fact of celebrating the bad dads. It's just it's a day for the good ones who ultimately really don't get that recognition. And it's not that the parents, the dads do it for the recognition. You do it for the love of your child and for the sake of being a parent. And I believe we spoke about that before. But, you know, if a pattern of back happens to come from that, then, you know, who are, you know, you not to accept it. It's like, hey, you know what? Great. You know, I'm doing it for the love, but thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know, again, and I think it also goes to, you know, something that we've tried to epitomize here is that the whole be the light concept. It's like, instead of spending so much time talking to dudes about how fucked up we are, you know, let's just start shedding the light on people doing it the way you want it to be done. And, you know, and make them the rock stars. And people might want to try to be like that. But if you just keep talking about everybody that's doing it wrong, then the dude that's doing it wrong is like, well, you know, I'm not alone. Like, this is what everybody do, you know. If you start alienating him and making him feel like the weirdo and the asshole because everybody else or all of these other dudes, you know, are doing it right and they're successful and they're happy, you know, what's wrong with you? You might get a better result. So, I don't know. Off my soapbox, I had a good Father's Day. I think I'm like an official. Every year something happens to make me feel like more dad-like. And this year, I got taco socks. And I think that's the elite level dad shit right there. And they're like, don't everybody got taco socks? Like,
you know everybody doesn't have to. But you know what my thing was? So you ever see like all of these food socks and gimmick socks? A lot of the times, like, they look like, they don't look like the item like it's supposed to be, but, like, those legit, like, look like tacos, and then I looked at the socks, and I was like, yo, like, I want a taco. So, I mean, I don't know if I was hungry or what, but, I mean.
Yeah, you were hungry, though. You was waiting for that. Yeah. You was waiting for the kitchen to open. Yeah, we got to the event, like, mad early to set up and everything, and I swear, for, like, the first hour we were there, Rich was just watching this, looking at his watch, like, when is this kitchen open?
Man,
I need these.
Yeah, that's what I ordered. I ordered a ton of food. I actually ended up ordering tacos.
You did get tacos.
As a matter of fact, I got tacos and I got the wings and the fries. Lady, try to give you my wings. Nah, that's all me.
Like, nah, dude, just hungry. Like, yeah, I know he ordered two entrees, but they both his.
I was sorry. Yep.
I didn't send him up there to order for me. This is not that kind of friendship. Anyway. But yeah, man, I got taco socks. Like, I feel like an official dad. Like, and I think Tammy expected me to, you know, to bash the gift or something like that. But I don't know. Like, you know, I get where she was coming from with it. And like I said, I feel like a real dad now. Like, that's the kind of stuff dads get for Father's Day. And
one day I'll get a pair of taco socks. And I know I made it. I know I've made it.
You will. There are taco socks waiting for you, man. And then the daycare even stepped their game up this year. So last year, the last 2 years, I've not complained because, yeah, I mean, you don't feel right complaining about gifts. But I'm just trying to show you how bootleg Father's Day is, right? So 2 years ago, you know, they always have the kids make a card. And, you know, the kids didn't make a card. My daughter's only two. So 2 years ago, you know, she was a couple months old. She did not make the card. But you get a little card. And then you normally attach like a gift to it. So 2 years ago, my gift was like a fun size bag of M&Ms. Like this is what dad's got. We got a fun size bag of M&Ms, and it was one of those bags where you can tell you can't buy that bag, so you had to buy a large bag full of these bags, you know. And I got one, and that was like Father's Day recognition. I don't even remember what Tammy got, but I know it was not a fun size bag of M&Ms, and it was something that looked like you could purchase that individually, you know, per person. They just had to buy a bulk bag of M&Ms and like give everybody one 25-cent bag of M&M.
Damn.
Then a year after that, they turned it into like a movie thing. So they it was a car, and then it was like a little, like, I don't know, like the thing you put movie theater popcorn in, little small, tall rectangular ones.
Yeah.
And then they once again went out and bought an entire box of microwave popcorn. And then you get one bag. One, like, and it wasn't even like the full size bags. It was like the little snack bags.
Little
like
baby bags.
Yeah, it was
three, like, kernels and you're done.
It's only enough for you. You can't even share this with your kids. Like, it's just you. Or you're not going to get none, because when they see you pop popcorn, they're going to want it. And then you might as well hand it over. But this year, they made a little a keychain, and it had like beads on it, and it basically spelled out "I love football." And you know, anybody knows me knows I do love football.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it or they were just going mad stereotypical, but
yeah, I was about to say that was a perfect gift.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. So we went to Boca de Beppo yesterday and got some pasta. And
how is their food? Since I've been here, I haven't been there. I've passed by a few times. It's one over, right over by me, by Lake Line. Okay. And I've never been there. Always wanted to go. It was like crowded, so
I'm not gonna shit. I mean, it's not like if you're looking for like authentic, you know, Italian food, I think you might be disappointed. But just some place to go with the family and get some pasta that's decent. And then, you know, everything is a family style, so you can't buy, like, single portions. You got to buy, we went ahead and just got a large, you know, and then just knowing I'm taking some home and going to have it for lunch and blah, 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 you know. I'll be eating pasta for a minute, but.
Damn, that's crazy.
But, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was a Mexican place.
Nah. Italian. Yeah. And then they had some lady walking around, like, taking pictures. And we got some good pictures of me and Elise. It was a good day. It was a good day. So yeah, crazy weekend. Album release party, Father's Day, guest spot, and then we still taking the time out Monday night to put out an episode for you guys. Like, that's how much we care about our audience.
It's been real.
That's how much we care about our audience. All right, so I do want to get into the music, because I feel like music was the theme of the weekend.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. Before you start, after Gervais, but go ahead.
Okay, you had Gervais' album release, and again, like I said, I think that's, you know, it's a dope project. Artist from Memphis, Tennessee. Check it out. So where are you going, Rich? What do you want to talk
about? So I just had a question real quick before we get into this music topic, because I saw this on the news earlier. I saw some live video of it. It's still on TMZ. It's on Facebook. Oh, it's on everywhere.
They need to stop that. People stop posting pictures of dead bodies. This shit is not cool.
Yeah, I thought I just immediately kept turning it off because I was like, that's reckless. But with that said, like, I don't want to feel like I'm just the old dude in the room. I just want to ask, have you heard of this dude?
I've only heard of him because I believe his music got pulled from Spotify. I think he and R. Kelly got pulled from one of the services at the same time because there might have been, so I don't want to speak ill of the dead. But I think there might have been some allegations with him and, like, underage chicks or something like that. And then I also did hear something once where, like, somebody was... I think Joe Budden might have been saying he was, like, the best rapper out right now. Like, I've never heard any of his music. And I don't know, just from the visuals, you know, from the hair and the tattoos and stuff. Yeah. Like, it just didn't seem like I was judging the book by its cover. I will blatantly admit that. It just didn't seem like anything I'd be interested in.
Yeah.
And it probably wasn't. Like, unfortunately, he passed away at 20, which means that whatever he was putting out, you know, he was probably younger than that. Go ahead.
I don't know if I should feel bad or not. Like, I saw somebody else post, like, should I know who he is? Like, I've never heard of him. And I don't even know how to say his name. Like, is it Extentation? Triple Extentation?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't.
Tentacion? I don't.
Yeah, like, I don't.
I can't, mate. Like, this is so hard, man. Pause. Because, yeah, I mean, he's gone. It's just sad that we lost a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything about his music. Obviously, he had an impact on somebody because people knew him. And this was news. Like, I think I saw this on CNN. Like, it was that kind of news. Like, it was really, like, crazy news. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just sad that we lost a 20-year-old kid. And
I think that that's the part that, like, I don't know him. I don't know his music. But the fact that it's still a young dude and it's the loss of life.
How did they even let people get that? Like, the videos that I was seeing was just like they were in the car. Like, people was like literally like leaning over in the car. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
filming
like,
this kid slumped. It's like a shit ton of people around with camera phones. Where was the paramedics? And like, how long did it take to, you know, anybody to get there to help him? Like, and people was taking video, and there's nobody
like live Facebooking,
and nobody
like this
helping.
Dude's death. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if he was already gone at that point. I mean, but it wasn't for any of those bystanders to make that determination. Like, there should have been some medical, you know, people. I don't know the whole story, so I don't even want to get, you know, too far into, you know, judging what happened. I just think it's inappropriate to post video. I mean, that dude, the white dude on YouTube, got in all that trouble for I guess because he was joking as well. Like, if you just take pictures but you don't make jokes, it's okay. I don't know, it turned my stomach a little bit to see that,
yeah,
like, that people
the,
were like,
and that's the part that got me
posting,
like,
pictures of this dude dead in his car. Like,
and it's just too much, and the amount of people that's reposting the video just to say, oh my God, this is horrible, why would you do this? But you're posting it, you're pretty,
yeah, spreading the message. But,
yeah, and then all right, the last thing on, and then we can get on, is have you seen any of the memes?
Nah, yeah, that's in poor taste, people. That's in poor taste. This is coming from a show where I made fun of a little kid committing suicide, but I'm telling you, if you meme a picture of a dude slumped over dead in his car, that's an import taste. I can't get behind that. Pause.
Bruh, I saw one that said XXXTentacion has been XXXpired.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, dude, like, this just happened. It just happened.
How desensitized have we really gotten it? We will, like, you know, and I say it bothered me when we were celebrating when Bin Laden got shot, and I, like, dumped his body over the side of the boat, and, like, people was, like, celebrating. I'm like, death is death. Like, anytime my life is lost, you know, even in the Bin Laden situation where you feel like somebody is so evil that there's no alternative but to remove them from the planet, that's a sad occasion. That's something that we created a person, this world created something so evil that it had to be destroyed. Like, that's a sad occasion. Anytime somebody loses their life, he is gone. Like, his family will never see him again. His friends will never speak to him again. You know, anybody who he had an impact on is never going to interact with this individual ever again. He would never have another moment to change someone's life or to touch someone or to do anything. It's gone. He is gone. Death is a sad occasion regardless. We lost someone today. And whether you knew who he was or cared who he was or thought he looked stupid, you know, whatever, a life was lost. And we got to start respecting
that
a little bit more.
Yeah. That's the part, and that's the part that I don't get. Like, how, like, to your point, like, how, when did we become so desensitized that it's just like, F it, like, we don't care no more.
Yeah. It's like,
you, we gotta just do better.
We could do meme, like, man, that's crazy. Meming a photo.
Yeah, like, bro, when I saw that meme, I said, like, what the fuck? Like, it got me mad because you seriously just said that. The fact that somebody said that was beyond me. I really couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
And they're already memeing it, but.
Come on, people, do better. That's a quote, Cree. Anyway.
Do better tomorrow.
So, on a lighter note, we had, like I said, tons of music this weekend. I guess it was this Jay versus Nas part two.
It seems like it.
Is that what happened?
It was cold.
Feels like that might have been a little bit what happened. So the Nas album drops. I know we had to wait like all day to actually get it on any of these streaming services, or get it someplace like you could listen to it other than the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
But finally did you get that one. I think it lived up to all the hype. You know, it's seven tracks because Kanye is on this thing right now, but I think it's seven good tracks. It's, you know, and I think even Nas, like, I forget what song it is, but he says something like, you know, like he's never depended on beats, and you know, he makes the albums. You know, he has to backtrack it a little bit, like, you know, no diss to producers because, you know, Kanye is still Kanye, but even on the album, he's kind of like, you know, people don't buy my albums because of who produced it. They buy my albums because I'm Nas, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm nice. And I think he definitely proved that with this one. But then once again, like we said, you know, on the last episode, you know, hip-hop. And this is not, like, Jay's fault. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. We'll discuss it. But we didn't even get a moment for that shit to breathe. Like, we did not get a moment for that Nas album to breathe. Very next day, we sitting in the album release party. I'm going on Tidal so I could play her album one more time. And what do I see? The Carters.
Jay and Bay.
And that's the name of the artist. Like, they're a group now, the Carters.
Yeah.
Does that mean when Blue Ivy gets old enough, she just joins?
She's part of the Carters. She's probably listed as one of the producers or something.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She probably shook a tambourine. But yeah, so the fact that, you know, I saw it up there, and it was released the next day. And what was that, the 16th?
That was the 16th, yes, sir.
Yeah, so it came, the Nas album dropped on the 15th. And then, so Jay and Bay dropped their album on the 16th. But then the kicker is, if you go on Tidal, and you go to the Carters album, and you look at the album info, look at the album artwork, it says the release date is the 22nd, which means that, to me, the official release date of the Carters album was supposed to be the 22nd, and somebody made the executive decision to just say, F it, we going to drop it right now.
Yeah, I mean, so was it? Is it a sneak diss?
That's cold.
Like, we're not even going to let you have your moment. Like, watch. Because, I mean, it completely washed that moment away. Like, there are people out there right now that are like, you know, are still trying to make, I'm trying to big up Nas, and I think they're bigging them up in the wrong way. I think you and I saw that post where somebody was like, you know, the Nas album, you know, is better than the Jay and Bay album. It's like, and they had, both albums had been out 48 hours max. Like, it's not enough time to listen to something critically and to come up with a feeling on
properly and get a proper breakdown. Nah, that's not enough time.
Yeah, and I was telling you, Rich, like, you know, I'm nowhere on the level of a Jay or a Nas, but, you know, I dabble in the hip hop and the rap thing, and I know how long it takes me to put together a verse, and for someone to be able to critique my album in regards to, you know, somebody else's album in like a day, knowing the amount of time I put into crafting that, would be extremely insulting. There's no way you picked up on every nuance and every bar and every metaphor. It's not possible for you to have even enjoyed my album everything that it was in that amount of time, more or less, two, and been able to compare them against each other. So chill with that. I think both albums were dope. I heard some people critical of the J Bay album. I think it's a little bit of, you know, they too big.
Salty.
Yeah, yeah. They too, pause. They too big. Anytime they do something, everybody instant can't hate. Like it. Instant, yeah. There's got to be some amount of hate. I went into it expecting not to like it, to be honest with you, because I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, and I have not been a huge fan of the records that they've done together in the past, you know. So I went into it not expecting much, and you know, I've just basically given it a once over, and I do like it. But I'm have to say, Rich, that for this week, lyric of the week is going to Nas. So as much as he got it. Nas versus Jay part one. I'm like the only person left on the planet to say Jay won. If this was Nas versus Jay part two, just because he wins lyric of the week, Nas won. I know that was the trophy that they were going after, so I wanted to officially announce a winner. So lyric of the week for this week comes from the Cop Shot the Kid, dope Slick Rick sample. This is again like Kanye being the Kanye that we all love him for being, like not talking but just making beats. Matter of fact, when I first listened to the Nas album, I'm really going on a tangent, but when I first listened to the Nas album on Tidal, it did not show that Kanye West was on certain song.
Yeah,
like when I first looked at Cop Shot the Kid, when I pulled up the album, it just said Nas. It did not say Nas featuring Kanye West. Had it said featuring Kanye West, the way my petty works, there's a good chance I wouldn't have listened to it. But because I did not know Kanye West was on the song, I listened to it, and then it actually did get lyric of the week. So, Cop Shot the Kid, Nas, without further ado, here is your lyric of the week.
White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like five. Get scared, you panic, you going down. The disadvantages of the brown. How in the hell the parents gonna bury their own kids, not the other way around? Reminds me of Emmett Till. Let's remind them why Cap kneels.
Yeah. Reminds me of Emmett Till. Let's remind them why Cap kneels. I think that, you know, in this time, I personally enjoyed that line. Like, let's really, as people have completely blown this whole thing out of proportion, completely forgotten what Cap's message was, and completely forgotten that this is historically what America has done to black youth. Like, we're not talking about a new phenomenon that we're trying to prove actually mm-hmm. happened. This is shit that's been going on forever, that we have evidence of, you know, we have police on tape talking about doing it. But every time it happens, we got to act like we got to prove it all over again. That y'all don't give a fuck about black lives and hunt us down for sport. But that's about as dark as I'm going to go into that one. I think between, we got to find a name that we can pronounce for dude. Extension? What is it? Extension? What is it?
I need to ask somebody who listens to his music, like, how to pronounce it.
Station,
I don't know.
That's another young person that we lost, and then the cops shooting young people. I'm not gonna go any deeper into this dark topic of death. Let's talk about Juneteenth. Unless you want, I'm sorry, I didn't give you a chance to really speak on the Nas situation.
No, we go, because we gonna have plenty to come. But like I said, I love that track. I already knew where you was going with this, and yeah. Cop shot the kid.
It's like, it's something that I can't really sing around my daughter. Like, I get into it.
Oh, yeah.
And then my wife be looking at me like, are you chanting Cop Shot the Kid?
Did you just say that?
In front of you? Because you know she's going to go to daycare and just be Cop Shot the Kid, Cop Shot. I'm going to have to answer questions.
Damn. Now I'm thinking about her at least saying it. I just said it in her voice in my head. Cop Shot the Kid. That's cold.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem.
They're going to be like, what's going on at your house?
Cops shooting kids? We don't think that's appropriate daycare conversation. All right. But Juneteenth, tomorrow, or the day that today, depending on when you listen to this. So this is the day that the last slaves, so basically the slaves in Texas,
mm-hmm.
finally made aware of their freedom. Is that me understanding it correctly?
Basically, yeah. This is the... So, the textbook definition is it's an American holiday that commemorates the June 19th, 1865 announcement of the abolition of slavery in the U.S. state of Texas.
Yeah, because Texas was the last state in the Union to, acknowledge it. And here we are. You going to work tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a holiday.
It's a holiday. It's a state holiday here in Texas, but I think I still have to go to work.
Yeah, I think 45. I think it said something along like 45 states recognize it as a holiday.
Either as a holiday or a day of commemoration or something. You know.
Yeah, I mean, right. Texas is one of those states, so.
Yeah, I mean, because this is really a Texas. I think Texas was the first, from what I read. You know, because this is it's a Texas thing. It commemorates an event that happened in Texas, and it's not like a Texas proud moment because they were the last.
So it's recognized as a state holiday or special day of observance in 45 states. I wonder which one ours is. It's probably a day of observance.
I don't know. I feel like it would be a state holiday. I got to ask Tammy. She's a state employee. I think it's like a skeleton crew day for the state government. Like, you know, they don't have to operate at 100%. I guess one of those essential employees only or something.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like certain holidays, like they was letting us off of school or really didn't care about if we went to school or work and stuff like that in New York. Like Brooklyn Queens Day, they was like, hey, you don't come in. It is what it is. Juneteenth, people not there. Martin Luther King Day, it's like we not here.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Day is a day. Well, I felt like it was a day off.
I mean, not everybody gets it off.
I don't know.
I was trying to take all those black holidays, all of them.
I take holidays in general, Ramadan, whatever. Like I celebrate.
Oh yeah, listen, my great 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 uncle on my sister cousin mother brother side, was Muslim, so we observe Ramadan.
Observe
almost, but not really. So I'll be home.
So that's tomorrow, Juneteenth. I don't have any specific plans. I've been seeing people, you know, do their posts about their Juneteenth celebrations. I think a lot of people did their stuff over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. When did it become like a? Because I, you know, just in the research I did for us having this conversation, like I saw a chart of like the usage of the word, and it's like it really didn't start spiking until I don't know 10 years ago. At best, like,
yeah, that's when.
When did this become like a thing?
That sounds about right. Like around 2008, 2009, and Brooklyn. Like it was celebrations, but then that's around a time where it just like that's the verbiage, that's the vernacular that people started to use, and just like the local high schools, all of a sudden everybody's like, "Hey, we're having a Juneteenth celebration," and so then it's like, "What's Juneteenth?" And then people look at you like you're stupid, and then when they say what it is, and it's like, "Oh, okay." I wasn't aware that that's what they called it, but I was aware of what it was back in the day.
Nah, I wasn't. I'm not going to bullshit anybody. I had, this is something to me that I had no knowledge of its existence until I was an adult. I don't ever remember it being brought up in school, you know. And, you know, I went to school in D.C. I went to D.C. public schools. I went, you know, as black as you can get.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember mention of anything close to something like this. So I mean, I get it. I don't like is that it feels like it's another one of those woke things. Like, you know,
yeah,
you celebrate Juneteenth when you woke. I just, yeah, you know.
But sometimes I think it's that's what it's geared towards, because I feel like it's a little bit of judging now.
Everything, yeah, everything,
especially over the past maybe just the past 2-3 years. Especially after, I can't remember when, but Blackish did an episode on it, and it just became one of those things like, oh, you don't know what Juneteenth is? And not everyone talk about it. So it's in the conversation, it's in the psyche, which is a good thing. You know, you should be aware. I just hate, to your point, like they turned it into like a woke thing. So now it's so much negative connotation behind it if you're not aware. Instead of just giving someone education surrounding it, people take it as a moment to down you and bash you, so therefore people just never admit it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to make people comfortable enough to say they don't know something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you have knowledge that other people don't have, you should want to share it, not condemn people for not knowing what you know. Maybe they just never had the opportunity to be exposed to what you were exposed to. What does they say? You know, they're but for the grace of God go I. That's how you should look at folk.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, so Juneteenth is tomorrow. I just wanted to, I felt we'd get in trouble if I didn't acknowledge it somehow.
They're going to Juneteenth shame us.
Yeah, they're going to Juneteenth shame us. Speaking of shaming, so Samuel L. Jackson posted a tweet, I guess, for Trump's birthday. Was it Trump's birthday? Did that recently pass? Was I like completely unaware of that too?
I mean, I didn't even listen. All I like 45, that's all I know.
Yeah, but basically Samuel Jackson posted this tweet, and it was a picture of some mints that are called After Dick mints. I didn't know they existed, but they do. After Dick mints, and he pretty much was saying like Mitch, Rudy, and Paul were seen, you know, leaving the party with knee pads and carrying those mints, you know, for Trump's birthday. And then he caught a lot of flack saying that the post was homophobic, and I think there was even a celebrity who accused him of gay shaming. And then he later posted the response he got back from Twitter, which is pretty much that they looked at the tweet and couldn't determine that it violated any of their policies, so they weren't going to do anything. So he later tweeted that, I think, with the hashtag, they keep trying. So I guess they're going at Sam Jack as a homophobe. I don't know. I don't know if I actually see the shaming part of it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how far into this topic I want to go to. Now that I've actually said it on the show, I'm like, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. Maybe not. Maybe not talk about this, and then segue into the next thing on the list.
Yeah, because the next one, I'm actually reading a good article on it now. So the topic we're going to talk about is something that we visited before. And it's the topic of transgender athletes.
Yeah, especially prep athletes.
Yeah. And I think it came up again because recently these two athletes in Connecticut have just been winning titles and breaking records.
Records, coming in first and second, crushing the competition pretty much.
Man, crushing the competition. And so it goes back to what we said before. We're probably going to get some flack for this, but I'm not against competition. I'm not against student athletes or athleticism or anything. But I feel like if you're transitioning and you're taking those certain drugs that can be used as performance enhancing drugs, then, you know, where do we draw the line? Because technically, you know, you may get a boost from that. Or if you haven't transitioned, so like, I think the reason why it's an uproar behind this one, and director hate mail to the two ladies that have been blowing away these competitions look like they're just like two dudes with braids and a weave.
Basically. It doesn't look fair. I think, you know, this time parents are upset and they're trying to petition the school district to change this rule. But I guess the rule is you participate as whatever gender you identify as now.
Mm-hmm.
I think one point they had the thing with the birth certificate, but now you can actually change your birth certificate. So it that doesn't matter. But yeah, and Rich, we were joking. And it's probably a bad joke, but we were joking. And then when you made the joke, I'm like, man, that's real. Like, what if you had a son that was athletic, but was not sparking it, was not catching anybody's eye competing as a boy?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, hey, for these 4 years, you're going to identify as a girl. You're going to go to the other side. You're going to break some records. You're going to get that scholarship, you know, and this is how we're going to put you through college. Bet, bet. All right, put this wig on and go run. Because that's what it looks like. Like, the one dude, like, had on a, had a full mustache. I'm sorry, the one girl, I apologize. The one girl had a full mustache and goatee that connected. You know how long it took me to grow? Like, to have that shit connect? Like, that was a big day for me.
That's what I'm saying.
This girl was running track in high school with the beard, basically. Mustache, goatee, connection going on. It just feels, I don't know how I, as a father of a little girl, like, how would I feel if my daughter, you know, is getting beat because this is her competition? It feels unfair. So we have to start having a discussion about this whole, Dave Chappelle said it, how much do I have to participate in how you identify yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How much does the world have to change around you to allow you to identify as, you know, who you need to identify personally? You know, if just because you see yourself as a girl and you want to be a girl, that's fine. But does that now mean that, you know, the world has to change around you? That
exactly.
Everybody else has to adjust their vision, their definition of male and female. Everybody else has to adjust, you know, who they compete against and who they don't compete against, you know, to fit your vision of yourself. And I'm not trying to be, you know, like, mean or crass in any way, you know, about it. I feel like it's a discussion that needs to be had. I think, you know, right now we're in a situation where we continually do this, like, breakneck, knee-jerk reaction of, we got to make everybody comfortable. We got to make, you know,
yeah, it's, we got to change. Super PC.
It's super PC. And we're starting to hit the first round of consequences in that super PC world. Now you have, you know, what do you tell these girls? What do you tell these girls that used to be good, you know, used to be at the top of their sport until a boy decided to transition?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, how do you console that? How do you reconcile that? How do you make that make sense? How do you make that seem fair?
Oh, I just found the picture you was talking about. Yeah.
You seen it? Yeah, exactly. That,
because the one I saw was a different picture, but this picture, when she got the hoodie on, it, man, connects, this mustache is brawling.
Yo, you do know how long it took for me to grow that? Do you know what kind of day it was in my world when everything finally connected?
That's crazy.
It was a big
Yeah, that's a legit, like, son, listen, this is how we're going to get this scholarship.
How we going to get this scholarship.
Because and it's not to make light of it, but that's what it looks like. Because and you can't say anything about it. And see, here's the thing: we're becoming so PC in order to not alienate people, but in doing so, you're alienating people.
Yeah,
you're affecting so many more people now. Then you're telling people how they have to feel and who can and cannot be offended. It's ridiculous.
It is. But yeah, send all your hate mail to flan@whatistws.com. Mm-hmm. I really would like to have these conversations. I really want to engage people and have these conversations. So I wouldn't consider it hate mail. I would be, I'd be overjoyed, you know, to be able to get some of your perspectives and understand how people see it differently. You know, I only ever will see it my way until I get to talk to somebody who sees it differently. And that's what I want. I want to either affirm myself in my position or realize, you know, how incorrect I am. But I need you to do that. I need you.
Bro, this other one is crazy. This picture, the mustache in this one is bigger than mine.
Hey, I'm just saying. Like, bro, if you were the father of a little girl, and, you know, and she trained all summer, and she went out there, and she ran, and she came in third behind those
two. Division one, just gold every year, and all of a sudden she ran. Yeah, I mean, you would be pissed off.
Because it does, it looked like they just woke up, you know, today, and was like, hey, we competing as girls.
Mm-hmm.
You got that wig? All right, here's yours, here's mine. Let's go do this. 1-2.
That's exactly what it looks like. Man, this shit crazy.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I wish the best for those two young ladies. I just think we got to have a discussion, and maybe they need to be at the forefront of the discussion.
Yeah, and it goes back to something we said before that you said actually, and I use your term all the time because I believe in it, and I think it's a good phrase. You know, your freedom shouldn't be my cage.
Yeah.
And
it's a fine line to walk with everybody. You got to figure out these ways, you know, to let mm-hmm. you be you and me be me, and they don't harm or hurt each other. But there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. And just the conversations need to be had. Like, we can't keep doing the, oh my God, somebody's upset, so let's flip the whole system on its head.
Yeah.
Like, let's have the conversation. Let's figure out the right way to do this. Because is anybody worried about those little, you know, if those girls are hurt, is anybody worried about them?
Nope.
So, I don't know. Nope. I don't have the answers, Sway. I don't have the answers. I just want to have the conversation. And I want to have it in a way that we don't disrespect each other. That we can all walk away and be happy and fulfilled in ourselves. I want to be me. And this is me.
Sad, isn't it? Be me.
I don't know. All right. What should we lead out with? Flint, Michigan. Still happening. Oh, did you see that Tavares, he received an award for his activism?
Oh, dope.
Toward Flint. I think I posted it in our group and I posted it on our page. But yeah, he is being recognized for everything that that he and his charity are doing for the people of Flint. So again, ttcharities.org. Please check out the website and do whatever you can, money or just, you know, telling a friend. They're doing a lot for the people in Flint. Like I said, Tavares is being recognized for his efforts. And let's support him and back him and, you know, help him continue to do what he's been doing. But shouts to Tavares Taylor and TT Charities. We appreciate everything you do.
So that's what's up.
Yeah, what else? Do I have anything? I'm trying to find a joke or something. I think we had a good conversation with the Dead Frogs podcast, and I'm thinking of a scenario where we can, you know, invite them to come talk to us. I got a few things that I think might be dope to talk to them about, and I'm pretty sure that they'd be game for it. So look forward to that happening pretty soon. Anybody else that we want to talk to, anybody who wants to talk to us,
basically.
If you reach out to me and say, hey, let's talk about blah blah blah, I'm like, dope, set it up, you know, where I gotta be, what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to anybody that wants to talk to me.
I'm ready.
We out here. Alright, with that said, until we speak again, be safe, be the light.
Peace.